Hey, BSPs, it's Phil Hendry here on this Tuesday from Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, South Florida, however you want to, you know. Did a lot of driving around today, Jackie and I, and I told her, I said, you know, I'd like to go and look at the old stomping grounds when I was here at WIOD, and we did. We actually cruised through Davie. For those of you who are, you know, from South Florida, Davie is where the old WSHE was located when I was at WSHE, when I was at She FM. That was in 1978. And WSHE at one time was one of the heritage rock stations in America, along with stations like PLJ in New York and MMS in Cleveland and KMET in Los Angeles. WSHE was, what do we used to call those things? P1s, something like that. P1s, I think P1 stood for big shit. I'm just kidding. P1 stood for the shit in radio stations. So actually, as we drove down, as we were heading, I thought we were heading north-south. We're actually heading east-west. We're going through Davie. And we could not really find where WSHE used to be. I mean, I can't even tell you. I remember getting on Federal Highway. I lived in Fort Lauderdale way back in those days. I'd get on Federal Highway, and I get from there, I can't tell you where it was. But it used to be in the middle of a big open field, and it was a loan building. It was an office building with the radio studios and the transmitter, and around it were like ranches and some private homes. And it must have been a real trip for the people that we would invite to interview. And I can't believe that we would invite artists to come by the station. They would. Nowadays, you'd go to them. Back in those days, we'd say, hey, you want us to interview you? Yeah, come on over and see us here in the middle of a farm in South Florida, because we're not about to get off our asses and go and find you, you know. But they did, and they were wonderful people. Alice Cooper, I remember interviewing Alice Cooper. I interviewed, Hall & Oates and Melissa Manchester, and interviewed all kinds of people, man. Frank Zappa. The big names of the day, and but we couldn't find it, so we kept on cruising. We did get to A1A, and we cruised to find WIOD, which was kind of bittersweet. WIOD's old studio is now, I don't know what that is. It's some weird, I don't know what it is, you know. We drove around the back to where the picnic table used to be, where I used to prep my show. Jackie tells me that's where she used to talk to me. I don't remember it at all. You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome for that. No, I probably had my head up my ass in those days, to name much other places that it was. But I used to do my show prep at that picnic table because I could smoke cigarettes outside. It was totally gone. The whole back little porch area, completely gone. Channel 7 is still there, but that whole area looks like they're doing construction. And this is the coolest part, I think, of working at WIOD was on Friday nights, one of the guys did a weekend show for IOD, did like a boating safety show. This dude would park his boat on the island where WIOD was, and Andy Kalb and I would get on a Friday night and cruise down Biscayne Bay into the, literally into the city of Miami, and like do a little bar hopping in this boat. Which was just, I mean, fantastic. Something about riding in a boat and you see a city like right. I think only San Francisco maybe has that experience. But anyway, we did that, and we saw a lot of stuff driving in. I forget some of these observations we were making about local politics or the way. You know what happened? As I was cruising down A1A, I was looking for my plate where I used to live. And as it turns out, there were like five or six buildings all designed exactly the same. The architecture, the layout, the floor plan, everything, the building was one footprint for five or six buildings. So they all looked the same. I was looking for my building. I said, wait a minute, that's it. I turned around. I took a picture of it. Trump Tower, Trump Hotel, whatever the hell they call it, Trump Hollywood, was down about three or four doors from it. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is exactly my building. And I realized the topography and the landmarks were wrong until I finally did find my building. And I put a picture of it on the BSP page and on the fan page. So my apartment was about three floors from the top. Right across the street was an old Citibank. I found this thing. But like I say, about five or six doors up is the Trump Hollywood. And as a matter of fact, heading south at A1A, there are 6 or 7 Trump properties. Whether those were built by his company or whether they are just buildings that he has his name on, I don't know. But lots of them, and a lot of construction going on, a lot of architecture that was reminiscent of Dubai. I mean, some pretty space age architecture, really unbelievable. And like one building, all of a sudden, you'd be driving, you don't see much. Then one building that looks like a, I don't know what the hell you want to call it, like a rocket ship, suddenly just whang is up in the air. All the way down Miami Beach are these pretty amazing pieces of architecture, all the way up through Surfside, Bell Harbor, and all that. Crazy, man. I mean, spaceship looking things. In fact, we missed the causeway going down to, and all along there were a lot of Trump buildings that you saw. The ugliest building, without question, we both agreed, with apologies to the Seminole tribe, the ugliest goddamn building in South Florida is that freaking Hard Rock Cafe thing stuck in the middle of, I know they had to build it on tribal land, okay, I understand that.
The Giant Guitar.
The Giant Guitar, yeah. The Hard Rock Casino. Is that a casino? Yeah, it's a casino.
Hotel Casino.
Hotel Casino. It's the ugliest goddamn thing. I don't think it's so much the building, but where it is. It's stuck in the middle of what is otherwise sort of residential slash small commercial properties. And then all of a sudden this, boom, this ugly-ass thing is sitting there. And sometimes I walk into a restaurant and sit down for a meal, and people will say, all of a sudden, boom, this ugly-ass thing is sitting there, such as my self-deprecating humor. It might even be too brutal. You know, you might say, Phil, I know you're not good-looking, but Jesus H, ease back on that. All right. But anyway, I have to because it's a little bit of penance I'm doing because I was mean to Jackie today. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't, but I'm just, in case I was, I'm saying that. So she goes, you were? I go, no, I don't know. But God almighty, funky, dude. Bad, no good, rotten, funky. And it ain't like I've got anything against Indian gaming. I mean, I have thrown away a lot of money, man, in casinos across this country. That is just a bad-looking building. I thought they had it on the beach. Why was I thinking?
It should be on the beach.
Why was I thinking?
Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, well, somebody said to me, have you been to the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale? And I'm like, oh, that must be awesome-looking. It's not in Fort Lauderdale. It's in Dania or some shit. It's not even on the beach, and it's just bad looking, man. We didn't get over to Fort Lauderdale, but we will, mm-hmm. and give you the big report. Some beautiful properties over there, and
they also take over the skyline with the guitar.
The guitar just takes over the skyline.
It shoots a light at night.
It shoots a light at night into the sky. There's no skyline there. That's the skyline. That's the Dania skyline. Is this huge guitar? Yeah. Like you wonder why? I don't want to be too brutal. I get it. But you know, you get the sense that it's about, first of all, lots of construction, saw a lot of construction work, everybody wearing a mask. And even with everybody wearing the mask, we stopped to get water. I walked into this convenience store, and the guy with the mask said, how's business? Oh, cracking right along, sir. Just beautiful. Look, you can see, like, I'm getting spillover from the car wash now. For a minute, I thought he was kidding. And I got back to the car, and I said to Jackie, I think he was actually serious. You know, he's cracking right along. So, all right, but anyway, they did have a lot of construction workers out there. There was a lot of construction going on, and Golden Beach ain't anything like I used to, that I remember it. It's just absolutely like freaking mansionized now, man, really. Golden Beach is between Hollywood Beach and, I don't know, North Miami Beach, just another very small municipality, but wealthy as hell. I wonder if they got their COVID tests. Anyway, Fisher Island, did you pay your $2 million? You too can be tested. We did not get into South Beach. We got close. I mean, we were looking for the causeway, and we went too far. We were in Miami Beach, basically. And Jackie said, how do you know? I said, because that's the Eden Rock, and that's nowhere near where we used to work, I don't think. We turned around and cruised back. But I just wanted to see the place. And, it, you know, there's a lot about Miami that I miss, but I realize the biggest thing that I miss about Miami is not just Jackie, but I miss the station. I miss everybody that I worked with. I miss the great experience I had at WIOD. I miss those days, you know. And it was good to go back and see that, you know, you can't go home again, like they said, or like Thomas Wolfe said. Tom Wolfe said the right stuff. Thomas Wolfe said you can't go home again. Actually, Thomas Wolfe said, look homeward, angel. I don't know who said you can't go home again. I think the last time I was arrested, a police officer said that to me. You can't go home again. Well, all right, we'll go back one more time to see if your mom's at home, and then we're taking you in. I have no idea what I'm saying, as usual. But that was today's sojourn through the environs of Miami and elsewhere, and it was interesting as hell. And we topped it all off with a review of Midnight Gospel. I hadn't really watched the first three episodes. Jackie insisted that I watch it in case somebody asked me, what do you think of the show you're on, Mr. Andy? I love the show, and I love Duncan, and I know he's brilliant, but I didn't know how the show was actually structured, and to actually see it, you know, was an eye-opener. We bought some popcorn, I think, or I did, yeah. And now we're here looking at the end of the day through rose-colored glasses. All right, or some kind of glasses. Well, I'm the only one wearing glasses right now. All right, kids. This is Phil Hendry signing off here from South Florida for today's pre-show, BSP-only pre-show. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, for another one. Who knows where we're going to be tomorrow, but you'll be the first to know.